Good morning. 00 hours. 67 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Rain. 64 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours. 65 degrees. Good morning. 05:00 hours. 64 degrees. Good morning. 06:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 07:00 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees.
WBAE monitoring. WBAE monitoring. WBAE monitoring.
Good morning. 08:00 hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees.
This morning.
That lightning got your air conditioning?
Said I don't think I need my air conditioning this morning. She just turned it off. It's like, it's getting cold in here.
Window down. Security's driven by me a couple times, giving me the evil.
Yeah, he just stops to tell me what you're waiting on maintenance.
Away from where I probably need to go, but I didn't see where to park up there for sure.
Yeah, I'll announce when I'm close. Passing my ears down here in the south end. I'm trying to fly through traffic. You know how that goes. Must have warned them I was close, huh? Coming after me.
Put down.
Well, I see you put them in front of me, so I got a light, the siren, escort to go down through here.
Works.
I don't know what the deal is with the half-torn-down building. It was half-torn-down last time I was up there.
I think whatever they left is intentional. Somebody wrote stays on the wall, so I guess they're just going to tear down half of it and leave the rest.
All right. Yeah, I'm on Green Lawn. It'll be you.
PWOT.
I got the driveway I normally take blocked off. This would be an adventure. That didn't work. You? Hang tight. Let me go see if I can figure out where I'm at.
Well, I hope you know where you're at.
Well, they've changed all the parking lot barricading, so it's a little funky right now.
Okay, are you going to be here or running hard?
If you see where I went, follow me.
I wasn't paying attention, but I think you went over this.
Around the carpet, the parking ramp that's sitting right there.
The parking ramp or up the parking
ramp? Well, I'll come back and get you. We'll play musical cars in the parking lot here now.
Okay.
I'll turn around now that you see me. Inside, and it'll be you.
Fred.
Yeah, sorry.
Can you tell me what port in the micro check is the input?
Do you see the little Ubiquiti PoE injector? I think it's black.
Is it a PoE injector? No, I use a micro board.
I don't remember which one is the input on it. Is it, do you found the 5-port one?
I found a Microtech router board. It's a 5-port, and then there's a call smart switch.
Sorry, yeah, the 5-port, it doesn't matter what's in what port, it's on the 5-port. So if you're, I think that's, yeah, so it doesn't matter.
So if I see the router board, okay, and the router board, port number 4 is absolutely doing nothing. And that one is going over to, it's going over to one of the repeaters. It's going over to the, this router board just being used as a dumb switch, and you're using the cloud smart switch for everything else. There's 4 things plugged into it.
Correct. Because you remember how we used to have things in different rooms, so, or, you know, 2 spots? So that one little switch was in the other room. I'm pulling up the back hall right now. Hold on.
Well, I can swap that switch out, that's easy to do.
Yeah, you want to try swapping the switch out first, and then maybe we will move things off. Once I get into the back hall, I know that it comes back. I'll have you pull one, and I'll see if I leave the back hall. Then we know if we found the back hall, and you can move that to the cloud smart switch.
WAHBX, KF8AT.
Okay, I'm logged into the back hall. And, yep, it says LAN 0 is currently unplugged right now. Oh, I think I had a link for a second, then it went away.
Just, Fred?
Alright, the backhaul came up and said it had a 10 megabit link for a second, and then it kind of went away.
I swapped out the switch, so I don't know what to swap out now.
Do you see a ubiquity PoE injector? It shouldn't be anything, only one PoE injector there at all.
Do you think you're stuck in the hallway somewhere?
I wonder if it's still left over, you know, where we used to be over there.
So many years since you put this crap inside here. It's hard to remember where everything is.
Yeah, if you're not seeing the PoE injector in that room there, then... Oh, I just got a link and then it disappeared. So no change with the new switch. Well, that's not good.
I couldn't walk to where the repeaters were and look. I don't remember how we routed, you know. I guess I just need to grab the key and comes into the room, you know?
Yeah, trace it back. Because if you should see a PoE brick, and if you're not seeing that in the rack there, Mike, then I wonder if it got left over in the corner where we used to be.
I'm in it. Trying to follow.
Alright, and you're breaking up pretty bad, too.
This is Kilo Echo 8, ATC or Charlie Mobile, monitoring this frequency.
Obviously you weren't, because you would have been hearing us in the middle of talking.
Now we're doing some radio response work here. Just try to call again later. I found what's missing. I think somebody stole it.
Okay, all I heard was found, and then missing, and then noise.
Okay, let me try this.
Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Sierra Charlie Mobile, signal report, please.
How about go somewhere else?
We're working in the network. I'm over by the repeater.
I heard over by something repeater, and then you're dropping out.
Is this any better?
I heard you better that time.
Alright, switch from Lansing back to Danville. I said, I followed the cables where they come in over by the 694 repeater over to here. I buck connected two cables together. I don't know if that's going to work or if I need to stick that Microtech hub over here.
Yeah, so you found the coupler. You didn't find the PoE injector for it, because you can't, if you can't put the switch into the injector in the radio, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there's no PoE. There's two pieces of the coax dangling, pieces of the Cat5 dangling.
Well, that means that the PoE injector's got to be back in that room somewhere, I would think. Jeff, are you listening?
Fixing the repeater?
Yeah, we're doing work. Go away.
The Cat5, it seems like it was damaged or something outside. We put a new Cat5 there, and I don't remember where the PoE was. We ran something into that room on the opposite side of the door, I think, when we re-ran the new Cat5.
Have a good day.
Yeah, we're trying to currently working at a repeater site, so sorry. We're tied up. We don't mean to. Nobody means to be mean or anything. We're just trying to get this figured out because it's dark and spooky and scary there, so. It's in the back side of the rack, but I don't know.
out to replace the 5 port, which I show as being in line with the everything first, and the backhaul is doing the exact same thing. That's telling me either we got a bad end or we tickled the backhaul and it's going to have to get replaced.
Cloudy. 68 degrees.
KTP Mobile.
Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees.
MHKTP Mobile.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Rain. 68 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Rain. 69 degrees.
WOT.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Rain. 68 degrees.
W8FU. K8RU8, how you doing, Sean? Not too bad, Anthony, just kind of running around here doing some errands, trying to find a blind or a shade for a window. Other than that, not much. It's fun. I'm sitting at the home desk today, so I have the radio on while I'm working. But I will be going out into the real world. Well, it's kind of rainy, overcast. Looks like it's just going to be piddling rain all day. Nothing too heavy, I don't imagine. Came down a little bit earlier, but I'm sure by now you've seen that. Yeah, nothing much else going on, just with the rain. I was gonna cut the grass today, and now that's been jacked up, so I'm going to take care of a window shade. That's my big plan for the afternoon.
Sounds like a good plan, and sounds like a plan that'll keep the wife happy.
Oh, if it were that easy.
Don't I know that story. Hey, last Sunday, I was very impressed by the reach that the Macomb GMRS repeater has. I was hitting it from Rochester Road and, like, Snell Road, which is almost to, practically in Oakland County. Well, that is Oakland County, but that was, I couldn't believe how far I was from the repeater hitting it with my mobile.
Yeah, I know. That thing has no business performing as well as it does. I have no idea. You know, I've done a lot of repeaters and a lot of really good sites over the years, and, you know, based on the equipment, my history with the site and everything like that, I scratched my head on that one, why that one's just like it is. But it plays very well, that's for sure. So, oh well, I'll take it, right?
Yeah, it's great. I was, like I said, I was shocked and surprised how far it got, because I feel like it went further north than it does south. I don't get it that clean when I'm at home. I get the Detroit repeater at home, but it's not like I was hitting that Mount Clemens repeater.
Right, yeah, I'd like to, like I've said before, I'd like to get something down your way. And I've got some plans, you know, in the works, but I haven't pursued it. Who knows, I might even take that ICOM that I got from you and do that up on a pair and stuff them down there, your backyard. So we'll have to see.
That'd be great. I know it would get lots of use for me, that's for sure.
I've been struggling with finding the software and programming cables. I haven't really pushed, you know, as hard as I can, but finding the actual programming cables and software is another challenge with that thing. And then it's got to be throttled back. I'm sure it's not going to run continuous duty cycle, or the duty cycle we need, you know, in that. But for covering that area there, I don't necessarily want to do 50. You know, I want to throttle it back to 10, you know, just specifically cover right down in that area because of, you know, the limited number of frequencies and overlap. But and then what am I going to do down there, you know? Like, that's the other thing, too, so. But, well, anyhow, all food for thought. Got plenty of other projects still in the works. All right, I just pulled up here to Walmart. I went on their website, and they apparently, at least online, have blinds and shades. I don't know if they actually have them in the, what in the hell is going on here? Are they even open? Very weird. I'm at Walmart. It's a real cluster. Don't know what's going on. Looks like they're open. Oh, well, I got to try to negotiate this and figure it out.
Hey, have a good day. K-E-8-R-U-H. Monitoring.
All right, Anthony, I'll be back in a while. W-8-F-U. W-8-F-U, K-F-8-B-H-S. Were you looking for me, Sean? Yes, I missed you. K-F-8-B-H-S. Clear. W-8-F-U, K-F-B-B-H-S. K-F-8-B-H-S. Sean, you there? KF8BXS standing by.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees.
I'll be UAFU.
W8FU, KFB, KF8BXX calling. KF8BXS clear.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 78 degrees.
WAEAP monitoring. WADAP, back again, monitoring.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy, 77 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny, 75 degrees.
KZ8Z, just approaching Romeo and seeing if it's going to give me some love.
Rain. 73 degrees.
It loves you. I heard somebody, but I couldn't really make it out, so maybe there's no joy for me on this repeater. It just doesn't like me, KZ8Z. Well, you're into it just fine, so I can't keep it. Ah, okay. I heard the first part. You're into it just fine. I'm going down. I'm on Campground Road, probably approaching, 29 or 30 mile, and I'm in amongst trees, so I must be making it up, but it's not making it back to me. Really, really tough to hear. Okay, then let's not push it. W8F. Ah, okay, Sean, there I heard you. I'm at campground at 31. Okay, man, thanks for reaching back to me. KZ8Z.
W8CPT, KE8TFM.
Good evening, 1 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees.
QL Talk, is Alpha Golf Uniform?
Good evening. 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 69 degrees.
KZHZ Stadium. Was that you? Did I hear a TFM?
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Yep.
KZHZ TFM. Yeah, I was calling to see if Captain Don was out. My boys and I and my cousin are out here with me fishing. We're trying for some sturgeon tonight.
Oh, very cool. Make sure you share some pics. I love those pictures when you share them. Did you see, I posted on Telegram that the full moon this month is going to be a blue moon, because it's going to be the second one or fourth one. I forget what it is. But it's also called the Sturgeon Moon, because it's in August, and I think that's why they call it Sturgeon Moon, because it's just the August one. But I had laughed because of the discussions about sturgeon.
Cool, I didn't know it was called that. Yeah, the last time we caught the two of them, it was almost a full moon like this, and the fish are already jumping. We've had probably three sturgeons break water next to the boat here already, so hopefully we have some luck today.
Very cool. I've never ever caught a sturgeon. That would be so cool, though. It's just the prehistoric fish. So, okay, I won't keep you. I'll talk quietly. But anyway, good luck. Okay, thanks, Davian. Have fun. 76. KZHZ.
All right, sounds good. Take it easy, Dave. KZHZ TFM, I'll be on the side.
KF8S from W8EAP. Nothing heard from KF8S. This is W8EAP monitoring. W8FU, W8EAP. Sean, you out there?
Helps if I don't have mute. U8EAP, KF8S.
KF8S, this is W8EAP.
Now,
working. Can you key up on me? Can you key up at the same time?
Probably.
Hey.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I guess there's a delay or something.
A little bit.
I don't know.
Sound good here. Where's Sean?
No idea.
Yeah, okay. And I can see it on the CMN dashboard. Roger, Dodger. Still out there, Dave?
Trying to watch TV.
Yeah, my pizza's done. Should be done, so I'll catch you later. Catch you on the other one, W8EAP.
Hey, Dad.
Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 69 degrees.
Sent you a picture of the cheap one that I use. And the funny part, I was thinking about that the other day. I don't even know where my my frequency counter is. It's probably mixed in with the HTs on the HT cable. Oh, I said, that's good that the kid doesn't want sushi. She said, that's an $80 a week saving. I said, it doesn't matter. I said, that just means I'll be taken to the restaurant more often. I said, she'll still get the $80 a week out of me. That was $26 at Steak and Shake. And I said, really? Oh, that's kind of like the other version. I looked at one of those, too.
I thought it worked. Seemed popular, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's defective or something. I don't think it should be off on the frequency, and I should be getting stable power readings.
Roger.
The health that it comes with the end connectors, and I think that's the only way you can get it, so you have to use adapters for everything.
See, that would work for me because I'm an end connector person. If you look at the meter that I bought, it came with SL239s on it. I had to put adapters on it to convert it over to end connectors. I thought maybe you had one of the original Radio Shack ones that was UHF, VHF, but I think they only went to 60 watts.
One of those little VNAs. You ever use one of those? What do you think of those?
I've got one, but I got a Comet antenna analyzer that'll do HF through UHF, and I've also got an MFJ antenna analyzer. But I do have one of the little micro ones. The problem is the screen's so small, I struggle trying to see it.
That.
Yeah, sure, they got to approve it first.
Gotcha.
So I'm driving home from Lansing and the neighborhood junk man calls me, which he stops here once or twice a week, but, and I think I'm his only friend or something, I'm not sure. He says, both my trucks are down right now, and I says, yep, I know. The one the frame rusted out on the back of it, and nobody'll touch it. And I says, I know the other one's got local fuel or leaky fuel lines, and you got to drop the tank, replace the straps, the tank, the sending unit, and all the lines all the way to the front. Yep. He says, I need a truck and a trailer. And I says, nope, I don't loan out my truck. Sorry.
A lot of guys do with those trucks like that. They'll cut holes in the bed rather than trying to take the bed off. That's a can of worms.
Yeah, we dropped a tank on my 94 a couple weeks ago. The straps were still good and we reused them. I know it sounds scary in one aspect, but, the garage wants almost $1,000 to change out the sending unit and put new lines on it all the way to the front. And I told him, I said, I just went through that with the same vintage truck. I says, I said the line kit was like, $64 and the sending unit and the fuel pump and stuff was like $56, I said, so they're making a little bit of coin on you, but, if you're not willing to do it yourself, it's what you're going to put up with. Well, you can do it cheaper. It's like, nope, not touching your truck.
All right, Michael, I'm going to jump off here. Go get back to the TV show and eat some ice cream that my wife got for me.
Yeah, I've hit the thing about five times, lost a half a lung. Probably about time to go back in the house. All right, I'm sure I'll talk to you this weekend. Take care, and it'll be you.
Carrie, have a good night. We'll talk to you later. NAWOT.
Yeah, she went inside and said she'd be right back, but she's probably showering, and you know. Any of you.